was a kid, I was in an English class at one point. This was in, I don't know, fifth grade? I'm not sure. And the assignment that we were given by my teacher at the time, Mrs. Sachs, actually, was to create a recording of some kind of a drama or some kind of a story. And of course, being who I am, I loved the idea. I loved the idea of creating an audio drama because I loved that sort of thing. So I was very excited about the possibility. However, nobody else was really excited about working with me. That's just how it was back then. I was one of those people who was singled out, pushed aside. People didn't want to deal with me. I wasn't popular. They all wanted to be with the popular people. So I didn't have anybody to work with, so I had to do the project myself. But what I did was I got so into the project, the idea of the audio drama, that I created something really exciting all on my own. I did all the voices myself and all the sound effects. And as I recall, I did really well, and I think it was probably the best in the class. At least that's how I remember it. And you can't tell me otherwise, because that's how I like to think of it. Anyway, it was sort of a watershed moment for me, kind of a milestone, because I proved to myself that even if others didn't want to work with me, I'd be fine on my own. And I've always taken strength from thinking of that event. However, now that I'm a little older and wiser, I do see the value in working with others, and in fact, I love to do it. I love to work with other writers on projects, and I've had just such an opportunity recently, which has come about, and I'm really excited about it because I know that it's going to be cool and exciting if we can make it happen. I decided to do the project through Kickstarter, right? And if you know about Kickstarter, then you know it's a great way to raise funding, to raise money to make a project a reality. However, it can be tricky because you have to convince enough people that your idea is good enough that they could benefit from donating money to help you make it a reality, right? It's all about seeking backers who are willing to pledge to your cause. And so it's kind of an all or nothing thing, an all or nothing situation. If I can get enough people interested in pledging to support this project, then it will happen. But if not, then it won't happen. So I need even more people than the authors whom I'm recruiting to work on the book. So I need a vast number of people. And so instead of just me sitting in front of a microphone like I am now, like I was in fifth grade in Mrs. Sachs's class, I need a vast crowd. And I know that's what crowdfunding is all about, Bob. That's what social media is all about, right? The society. But it's kind of interesting to me that I've come all this distance since childhood, since that moment in Mrs. Sachs's classroom when I had no one to work with, and now I find that I need not just other authors, but an artist to do the artwork for the book, and also a video producer and a video editor to put together the video, which you need to have for a Kickstarter project. And I need helpers, my intern staff, to help promote the project, to help post on social media. So I need this vast crowd. It's really interesting to me because I don't know if I would have ever predicted that I'd be in such a situation where I'd be trying to make something happen, trying to make something creative happen, and I would need to persuade such a vast number of people. You can't see this right now, but my arms are spread wide open to encompass this vast crowd. I don't think I ever realized that I would need so many people to make something happen. But on the other hand, it's also exciting because it shows that we're in a different time here. We're in a different era, and that certain things are possible with the help of a vast crowd that weren't possible back in the day, back in my childhood. You just couldn't do things like this back then, at least so easily, right? With the help of a computer and an internet and, you know, some software. You could not do things so easily. You had to have like a studio and a studio team, and you had to have a lot more money. That's the key. A lot more money just to do the basic groundwork. But now you can do a lot of it on your own. And I think that's fascinating too, because it's the possibilities are far greater than they were back then for far more people. We're opening things up and democratizing creativity. And I think that in itself is exciting. Anyway, I'm getting off track. But it's so interesting to talk about this stuff, isn't it? Don't you think? Don't you agree? Anyway, you're probably wondering now that I've been meandering all over God's green earth, so to speak. What exactly is this project I'm talking about? And how can you help back it? I know that's what you're thinking. Sorry if I whacked the mic there with my hand and my enthusiasm to speak about this. Anyway, I'm going to tell you right now what the project is. It's called Space 1975. Space 1975, not 1999. Don't get this confused with that show, which was a fascinating show of its time, a science fiction series produced by Gerry Anderson and ITC, and it was great. It was from, I watched it in my youth. It was produced in the 70s. It was so exciting. I loved it. That's not what I'm talking about here. Space 1975, though the title evokes Space 1999, right? It's a very different thing. It's a very different entity. It's actually an anthology of stories, an anthology of space opera stories, specifically science fiction space opera stories, with a 1970s twist. Now, doesn't that sound like fun? I know it sounds like fun to me. It really does, because it's so cool. The whole idea here is to have a group of authors write these stories, and they're set out in space somewhere, and they have space opera genre tropes, and they're exciting tales of adventure beyond the stars, but they also have connections to the 1970s, whether it's in terms of the things that the characters wear, or the ships they fly around in, or the planets they visit, or the way they talk, or the music they listen to, right? Disco, hard rock, soft rock, southern country style rock, southern fried rock. There are so many possibilities. And also 1970s style themes, right? There were a lot of things happening in the 70s. It was a tumultuous decade. I know, which decade hasn't been tumultuous? Well, I could name a few that weren't as tumultuous as the 70s. That was a tough decade in a lot of ways, but it was also an interesting decade, an interesting time, a very different time from the one in which we're living now. And I thought it would really be exciting to revisit a time. And yet, so we're looking backward in looking at the 70s and also looking forward in looking at a high-tech universe, adventures in a space opera setting, in a space opera genre. Lots of action, lots of excitement, lots of glitter balls, lots of leisure suits. I'm being facetious, but you get the idea. There are possibilities here. Could have a little chop socky kung fu fighting kind of stuff going on. We could have some soul style action, black private dick, who's a sex machine with all the chicks, that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, we could do some grindhouse stuff. There are lots of different possibilities, lots of cool stuff. Really bad sitcoms were made in the 70s. Also great sitcoms, incredibly great sitcoms. As you see, there are lots of possibilities just looking at it from a cultural point of view, not even just from a thematic point of view. So anyway, that was the whole idea behind this book. And I thought, let's try to do it as a Kickstarter, and let's get together some authors who have connections to the space opera genre, and who are the kind of writers who could really do something cool and magical with this idea of space opera with a 70s twist. So I got some great people together. Oh my God, did I get some great people. As I said before, I need a whole team, a whole crowd to put this together. I'm not even just talking about the funding. I'm talking about the authors themselves. I got some great people. I got Ian Douglas, a.k.a. William H. Keith. He actually lives in my general vicinity. He lives in the Greensburg area. I live in the Johnstown, Pennsylvania area. And William H. Keith, Ian Douglas, is a very well-known science fiction author. He's known for his military science fiction, but he's written all kinds of sci-fi. He's written space art. He's written everything. Let's face it, he's one of those guys. Very productive, very well-known. And I'm so glad that he's jumping on board here. He lived through the 70s, so he knows all about that era. And he's got a quirky sense of humor and a quirky style, and also is very much into hard science fiction, and he'll bring a really great angle to this. I just know it. I can't wait. I'm so glad that he's involved. He's a name. He's a stretch goal author on this Kickstarter project. A stretch goal author, by the way. A stretch goal is after you've met your initial funding goal for the project, then you move into what they call stretch goals. And that's raising additional money to make the project better, to enrich the project. In this case, to make the book even better, to beef it up, add some authors. That's the whole idea here. So Bill is, a.k.a. Ian, is a stretch goal author. Another stretch goal author is Peter David. Yes, that Peter David. He's an incredible writer. He still writes comics for Marvel Comics, specifically, most currently, but he's written for DC and everyone. He's written so much. He's been honored in so many different ways. He's written Star Trek fiction, Babylon 5 fiction. He created the Star Trek New Frontier series, which was a big success for pocketbooks years ago and is still well thought of, renowned today. He created a show called Space Cases with Bill Mumy. Yes, that Bill Mumy from Lost in Space. Back in the day, he created that. They co-created that show. So Peter David's incredible, and I've got him. He's part of this group. He's part of this team. He's a stretch goal author. I also have a guy named Dean Wesley Smith, whom you might have heard of. He's one of the core authors on this project. Dean is an awesome indie publishing powerhouse. He's also been a traditional published author for forever. He has written tons of novels, tons of stories. I just can't even begin to go down through his entire oeuvre. But Dean has written it all. He's done it all. He's a champion of indie authors and indie publishing and has been from the get-go, from the word go, and he's great. He's one of our core authors. Right now, he's writing novels in what's called the Cedars universe, the S-E-E-D-E-R-S universe, Cedars universe, and he's great. So that's another great author on this set. Oh my God, I know, right? I've got so many. Like I said, it takes a crowd to make something awesome. And I'm so glad that I'm doing it. And I hope, oh my God, I hope that this funds. That's where you come in. I hope you're going to consider backing this project, because that's the only way it's going to be a reality. If not, I don't have the money in pocket, in hand, to pay for all this myself. So I'm trying to raise the money through Kickstarter to make it come true. So did I mention I've got Mark Scott Zickrey? Oh, yes, that Mark Scott Zickrey. He is a screenwriter extraordinaire. He's worked in Hollywood forever. Right now, he's writing, producing, and directing his own science fiction series. It's called Space Command, and it's amazing. It has a lot of stars from other shows, like Star Trek shows, the different Star Trek series, and other sci-fi shows, and it's out of this world, literally. And Mark Scott Zickrey has also written actual episodes of Deep Space Nine and Star Trek The Next Generation. And in fact, he wrote Far Beyond the Stars. Maybe you've heard of that one. It's widely renowned, widely regarded as the best episode of Deep Space Nine. Maybe the best episode of any Star Trek ever. It's that good. And I've got him on this project. Mark Scott Zickrey, he is a core author on this team. Who else do we have? Oh, a little someone called Kat Rambo. Maybe you've heard of her. She is a Nebula Award-winning writer. She's written all kinds of stuff, a lot of speculative fiction, as well as nonfiction. And she recently won the Nebula Award. She's working on a space opera series right now. It's going to start publishing in 2021 from Torm McMillan. She used to be the president of CIFWA. Maybe you've heard of that. Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America. She was the president of CIFWA. We've got her. She's part of the group. We also have Craig Martell. Craig Martell is another indie publishing powerhouse. This guy is one of the key figures in a little group you might have heard of called 20 Books to 50K. If you haven't heard of it, you're going to want to check it out, especially if you're an indie author or publisher and or publisher. Craig is a Marine, has been a Marine. He's also an incredible writer. He's a writing powerhouse. He writes science fiction and post-apocalyptic fiction and all kinds of stuff. He also writes a lot about indie publishing. He's had a lot of success there. He's got a whole bunch of different series in the works, including books in the Cartharian Gambit universe and the Free Trader universe. He's a real powerhouse, and he's part of the team. So you know this is going to be a great project, a great book. We also have Mike Barron. He's a comic book author who co-created the Nexus series. Nexus was this comic back in the 80s, which was amazing. I remember when it came out. Mike co-created Nexus with Steve Rude, who was an incredible artist at the time, and they just knocked it out of the park right from the start. I remember when this book came out, this comic. I just loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. He also co-created Badger, which is another comic series, and he's written Star Wars comics and all kinds of other comics. Mike Barron. Most recently, he did a Kickstarter in which he funded a novelization of Nexus, which I can't wait to read personally. Anyway, we've got him. We've got Mike Barron. He's a stretch goal author on this project. We also have Lauren Coleman. He's a well-known Battletech author. He's also the head of Catalyst Games. Maybe you've heard of them. He's a big figure in indie publishing as well. He's part of this team. We've got Mark Leslie. He works with Direct-to-Digital, and he used to work for Kobo, and he's an anthologist himself in his own right. He's written all kinds of science fiction. He was nominated for a Canadian Aurora Award, which is a great honor. He's in the set. He's in the book. Ron Collins, another well-known, well-regarded science fiction author. He's an award-winning author. He's the author of the Stealing the Sun science fiction series. He's written stories that have appeared in Asimov Science Fiction and Analog and other magazines. He's in this book. Annie Reed, she's in like every issue of Pulp House. She's one of my favorite writers. She's one of my favorite people. She's in this book. And so are Jason Anspaugh and Nick Cole, who are the co-creators of the best-selling Galaxy's Edge military science fiction series. We've got an incredible team on this project, and I just know that they're going to knock this out of the park. I can't wait. It's a great feeling to be involved in a project like this, because usually I'm working by myself, right? Leave me alone. Let me sit down in my word processor and let me do my work, okay? Just stay out of my way. But I've got to say, as I get deeper into this project, I get more excited about it, not just because I'm looking forward to writing a story for it myself, which I am and will, but because I can't wait to read the stories that these people produce. They're all such good writers, and I mean that. Every one of these people is an outstanding writer. I'm not just saying, this isn't just, hyperbole designed to get you to back this project. This is a fact. These people are top writers. They are all professionals. They are great. And I'm going to try to bring some other folks in too. I'm looking for some other writers to try to bring in to fill some other spots in the table of contents. I got some people in mind, but I don't want to name them just yet. Keep it a secret. Got to keep some surprises on this project. But like I said, I'm just so excited to read what these people do. I can't wait because I know they're all so good and they're all going to come at this subject from different angles, from wildly different angles. Believe me, wildly different angles, wildly unique perspectives. And I can't wait to see what they do. And it's great. I haven't really done this before, at least on this level, to this extent, to this extreme. And now that I am, I'm thinking maybe I want to do a little bit more editing like this. Maybe I want to do some more anthologizing. In fact, if this project takes off, if this book becomes a reality, it's going to be the first book in a series called The Decadium. The Decadium, as in decades. Each book in the series will be an anthology of space opera viewed from a different decade's perspective. So each one will have a different decade's twist. One might have space opera with a 1950s flair. Another might have it with a 1960s kind of attitude, you know, hippies and counterculture and social upheaval and, you know, peace, love, that sort of thing. Another might be from the 1770s. Another might be from the 1860s, you know, the Civil War era. There are lots of possibilities, and I'm really jazzed about this. I hope this happens. I really do. We're on day 2 right now of the Kickstarter project, and we're at 25% as I record this. We're at 25% of our funding, so we've got a long way to go. And I really hope that you will jump in and take a look at the campaign. It's on Kickstarter. You can look it up as it's listed as Space 1975. I'll put a link in the description here for the podcast, but you can also pretty easily find it through the short code, which I just need to look up here. It's over here on the computer somewhere. Where's my short code? There it is. HTTP, you know that part, HTTP:// K as in Kickstarter, CK.S as in space, T as in terrific, /3G(G)(A)(I)(H). Now, those last four letters are the only ones that are uppercase. The other ones are all lowercase. So it's http://kck.st/. I misspoke earlier. It's a backslash. The number 3, lowercase k, and then lowercase t, and then uppercase G-A-I-H. So I hope you'll check it out, and I hope you'll consider backing this project, because if we can make this a reality, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I for one want to read this, and I know that we can do it. And as I said, though in my childhood I did so much by myself and was perfectly happy about it, well, I would say that, but I did enjoy the creative process. Well, now I'm older, and I see that there are other possibilities and that you can achieve different and sometimes greater things with the help of a crowd, with the funding of a crowd, with the creative force of a crowd. So together we can make this happen. We can make it a reality. And it's exciting, isn't it? This union of minds and forces and powers. I really want this to happen. So please check it out. If you have any issues in finding it, tracking it down, I look up my name, but I'll have the link in the description of the podcast. You can find it there as well. But you should be able to find it with a rather simple search on Kickstarter if the link doesn't work for some reason. So I really, really hope you'll check it out. And please consider backing. We've got great rewards. You can get an ebook edition. You can get a paperback edition. You can get a hardcover edition of the book. We also have some other cool rewards, including a special Space 1975 disco ball, a pet disco ball, sort of like a pet rock. Remember those? They were big in the 70s. We've got a pet disco ball. That's right. We also have smiley button, a Space 1975 smiley button or pin. And that's something I think is cool because that was really cool in the 70s. As you might recall, if you were around in the 70s, or even if not, you might recall just from reading about the 70s. It was a cool time, man. It really was. So we have those rewards. There's also something we're putting together, which is a digital author crate. And this item will have some cool stuff that you can't get anywhere else. Special stories and writings and images. In some cases, some artwork generated by the people who are in the set. You can't get it anywhere else, only through this Kickstarter project, and you are going to love this freaking crate. It's the coolest thing. I love all these authors, and I know that you do too, and I know you're going to love this crate, so make sure you get in on the... And we're going to have a launch party. Did I mention that? And you can be a part of that launch party if you get the right reward level for your... for your backing, for your pledge. So please consider jumping into this Space 1975 Kickstarter project because it's going to be great. Now that I've said all that about the Kickstarter, I'd like to take a moment and let somebody else do the talking. In particular, I have one of my interns, Elizabeth Van Buskirk. She's standing by to do a little bit of talk, to you. She's been part of our summer semester team here at Pi Press Publishing and IE Books, here on the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast, which I think I forgot to identify at the beginning of the podcast, by the way. I hope you know what you're listening to. Anyway, Elizabeth has been an excellent intern, and she's finished up her semester, but she did record this, and I'd like you to give it a listen. She has some interesting things to say, and take it away, Elizabeth.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Van Buskirk, and I'm studying creative writing and technical writing at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm going to be a senior this fall, which is not only terrifying, but it's also made me think a lot about my future and about writing. What I get out of it and what I want to get out of it. I've been writing since I was a kid, mostly prose, occasionally screenwriting, and I think that I started in a place most people do, where they write a lot of self-insert type of fiction in an attempt to escape reality. Over the years, the sentiment hasn't gotten any less important to me, but I think now what I really enjoy about writing is having created something, having created a finished product that I can be proud of. And I think that publishing is an extension of this process, and I'm super interested in learning more about it.
Nice job, Elizabeth. Thanks again for being a part of our team here at Pi Press Publishing and IE Books for the summer of 2020. Well, that should do it for this edition of the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast. I'm glad you tuned in. I know things were a little different this time than usual, but I think you probably enjoyed listening to what I had to say because, let's face it, Space 1975 is a great project, and right now is the time when we can make it a reality together as a crowd. We can work together to make this happen. I hope you will jump on board, be part of the team, and help us to bring this into being, make it a reality. We've got all these great authors, right? We've got New York Times best-selling authors. We've got a Nebula Award winner. We've got indie publishing giants. We've got some incredible writers, and they're all going to come at this from different angles, different cool perspectives, and it's just going to be a great book if we can make it happen. That's a big if. We're 25% of the way there. And it's up to you. Depending on when you're listening to this, maybe we've already funded it, in which case, disregard my relentless plugging of the project. But Even if this is after the fact and the project has become a reality, I hope you will stay tuned for when the book is published and jump on board. I'm sure you'll still be able to get it through Kickstarter. Just make sure you reach out to us, and we'll make sure that you get a copy in your hands or your device. It's going to be cool. I really hope that we can pull this off. I really do. It's a little scary because I'm looking ahead and I don't know, is it going to fund or not? I think it is. I hope it will. But I'm relying on you. My fate is in your hands. Please do what you can. Anyway, thanks again for listening. Thanks for being a part of our team, as you are during every edition of the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast. And I hope you'll tune in again next time around when we once again reconvene around this magical campfire that we call reality. Or is that a dumpster fire? It is 2020. We are in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah, it might be the latter. Anyway, thanks again for joining us here on the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast.